Charrington.
Yeah, is James in?
No, I'm sorry. He no longer comes to the, into the office.
Is there a good way I could get a hold of him then?
What is it in regards to, sir?
About some equipment he's looking to bring on.
No, he's not looking to bring any equipment on.
Do you handle the finances then?
They tell me when they're looking to buy equipment, and they're not looking to buy any at this time.
Okay, I must have caught him at the right time earlier in the year when he was down at the office, but he told me to check back in October, so you guys are doing out there in SLC.
Okay, well, we're not, we're really slow. We don't have any new jobs coming up, so they're not looking for any equipment.
I gotcha. Does he maybe have an email I could just shoot my info over to, let him know I called?
You can just shoot it to charringtons@charringtons.com. When he gets in, I can give it the email to him. He doesn't have an email address.
Okay, yeah. What was it? Charrington@charringtonsinc.com?
It's Charringtons with an S at charringtonsinc.com.
Perfect, perfect. And does he go by James or Jim, too?
Either one.
Okay, and he's the only one who does all the financials, or does maybe anybody else help him out since he's not around too much?
He still owns the company, so he still makes the decision.
Right, still the man with the final say, right?
Yes, sir.
Does he have a voicemail, too, or just kind of you guys?
Probably, he would never... It's
check
full.
It.
You wouldn't want to leave a message in that.
Thanks for...
Check it.
Yeah, no worries. I don't want to mess with that one anyways. Could I just leave you with my number and pass it along if you run into him?
Well, if you just send me the email, I can do that.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Thank you.